Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Doyle. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Carl Doyle. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Boesberger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Galatzer. Fox reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Averill reaches second base with a double. Galatzer moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Galatzer scores. Averill moves to third. One out. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Berger takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder bunts towards the mound. Doyle fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to third. Berger moves to second. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Galatzer hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Phillips scores. Berger scores. Galatzer moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Galatzer moves to third. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Berry now catching. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field. Finney picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Finney. Trosky moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trosky moves to third. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trosky scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knickerbocker. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Knickerbocker steals second. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berger hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-1 in the game. Warsler hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-0 in the game. Harder hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Galatzer hits a line drive into right field. Finney picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Finney. Galatzer moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Galatzer scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vosmek hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Trosky moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Carl Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Finney reaches third base with a triple. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-1, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 2 in the game. Warsler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 2 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-2 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Galatzer moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Galatzer moves to third. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-3 in the game. Warsler hits a line drive into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.